I want you to understand that your brain believes and creates that thought process based on your thoughts. And I want to add the power of your words. How am I going to achieve what I want? So this is an optional thought that comes to every human brain, because the human brain, it likes to be in a comfort zone. I want you to write down exactly what you want in your business. How to get the results that I want? How to sell my course? How do I make money? How do I sign clients consistently? How do I sign my first client? How do I make my YouTube video? But for now, I want you to understand there is absolutely no need to spin out about the how. Hey everyone, welcome to Pivot to Thrive podcast. This is your ultimate destination to elevate your mindset, marketing, and sales strategies for ultimate business growth. I'm your host, Dr. Priya, and I'm here to inspire and guide you on your journey to financial independence. My mission in life is very simple: to empower entrepreneurs like you with simple, actionable insights and easy to implement strategies that will transform your online business into a thriving success. Now, here's the deal. If your current strategy in life or business isn't working, don't quit. Just pivot. And it's important you understand that the goal for pivoting life and business isn't just to adapt and survive, but to truly thrive in growth, success, and abundance. So, in this podcast, we'll dive deep into the mindset shifts you need to break free from cultural barriers and embrace your true potential. We'll discuss cutting-edge marketing and sales techniques that you can apply to your business right away. Together, we'll create a powerful belief system that'll guide you towards the life you truly desire. So, grab a cup of coffee or even a fancy glass of wine and let's start pivoting towards the success you've always dreamed of. Let's talk about the power of thoughts. Like I said, thoughts are optional, but we cannot stop thinking about something, isn't it? So why don't we think about something positive and useful that will feed into our business, that will feed into our personal life, that will feed into us as an individual to make us a better individual, to make us a better entrepreneur, to make us a better mom or a wife or a friend or a daughter, whatever it might be. So we are going to harness the power of thoughts and use it to our advantage. So we're going to see that in detail, intense and deep in the following modules. Whenever you think about business, you get to think just this one thought: how to get the results that I want, how to sell my course, how do I make money, how do I sign clients consistently, how do I sign my first client, how do I make my YouTube video, what do I post on Instagram, how do I create a content strategy. There are hundreds and thousands of questions that are there in the form of thoughts in your brain. So as you go through the different modules, you will understand you do not have to spin about the how in your business. We will concentrate more about the why that we'll see in module number 2. But for now, I want you to understand there is absolutely no need to spin out about the how. How am I going to do this? How am I going to get the result? How am I going to achieve what I want? So this is an optional thought that comes to every human brain, because the human brain, it likes to be in a comfort zone. So we are always conditioned to play safe. So if you think about the cavemen, they always had scarcity of food. They always feared their life being attacked by animals. So they wanted to be safe. They wanted to have enough food. So they always wanted to grab and keep them safe and comfortable. So all of us, whatever we were, think about it. You wanted to feel comfortable, so you didn't do a particular action. And now You've taken this action, invested in yourself in this course, which is out of your comfort zone. Thinking about investing at this level is out of your comfort zone. Investing time and efforts in developing a business is outside of your comfort zone. Investing in a course, making videos, and starting and building an empire for you and your loved ones is definitely out of your comfort zone. So if you have made this decision out of it, then you have absolutely no need to spin out about the house. Instead of asking yourself, how do I get the result what I want you to ask yourself, what is the result that I want for myself? What is the result that I want for my business? So it's not that I want to make money. That's very subjective. Making $10 is still making money. Making $1 million is still making money. Success is very subjective. What is success defined for you will be completely different for my definition of success. So let's not keep it a subjective, generic definition. I want you to write down exactly what you want in your business. Do you want 10,000 subscribers by the end of this year? Do you want to make $10,000 in your business in every month consistently? What is that you want to do? I want you to write every details you want to do weekly, monthly, yearly, however you want to measure your success. I want you to write exactly what you want to achieve in your business. Okay, so this is very crucial in having clarity in what you want. So we can laser focus our thoughts in getting what we really, really want. The answer to the question of instead of spinning how to get the result what you want and knowing what you really want is crucial. Now that you know what you really want, I want you to focus on the fact, okay? It is for a fact. It's not something that I created it. It's not something that I made it up. It is for a fact that thoughts create your results. Whatever you're thinking you are and whatever you are today, whatever you want to become tomorrow, it's all a result of your thought, okay? It's very hard to believe, but think deep.
Hey listeners, before we jump back into today's episode, I want to tell you about an incredible opportunity that's perfect for those of you who are always asking these questions yourself. How can I earn more money? How do I get more customers without spending on ads and fancy funnels? How can I generate recurring income without selling all the time? How do I create wealth without trading time for money? How can I transition from being a one-person show to mastering delegation? If this sounds like you, then you're going to love our sponsors for this episode, The Pivot Mastermind, a life-changing six-month intensive experience designed to help you launch and scale your digital empire. But that's not all. One of the standout features of this mastermind is that each attendee gets a dedicated virtual assistant to handle their admin and social media marketing tasks. That means you can focus on what truly matters, growing your business and enjoying the freedom that comes with it. Don't wait any longer. Click on the link in the show notes to apply today and take the first step towards transforming your business and your life with the Pivot Mastermind. Now let's get back to today's episode.
I want to think about any example that you can think in your life. If you look at the slide, I've told you, getting the result, what you want is to do with the thought that you need that result. If you've done bachelor's in engineering, you needed to do that bachelor's in engineering. You wanted to do that course. So that is why today you're a graduate in engineering. If you got a job, if you're still employed, which means you wanted the job, you needed the job to pay bills, you needed that job for your brain to create that evidence that you're worth. So we always associate our self-worth with our education, with our qualifications, with our work experience, with our affiliation to a particular institute, anything that you can think of. Those are the things that we associate our self-worth with. So whatever you have today is because you thought that you needed that particular thing. If you're married to someone, you felt you needed that person to be your life partner. If you have a child, if you have children, you decided to have children in your life. unless if it's a drastic accident. When you decide that you need that particular result, you create that particular result. It's all in the thought. Everything started with your thought. You have a YouTube channel today because you thought you wanted to be a YouTuber. And that is why you took that action. So action don't create results. We will do that in the next module. But I want you to deeply understand and sit with this thought and think about anything you have. If you walk into a shop, you look at a dress, you like it, you think that dress will suit you. So it's your thought that made you to buy that particular dress. Whatever you do in your everyday to day life, you can think it's your thoughts that created that result. The breakfast options, your lunch options, eating out, eating at home, whatever, even starting from the minute, tiniest decision starts with your thought. I hope we get that really, really deep and really understand. So whatever I want is in my thoughts. I want you to understand that your brain believes whatever you say. Your brain believes and creates that thought process based on your thoughts. And I want to add the power of your words. If you keep thinking to yourself, oh, I'm useless, I'm an idiot, I can't do this. Okay, I can't do this. Okay, I still cannot lose weight after years of struggle because I am unable to overcome that resistance in my brain that I can lose weight. I have not allowed my brain to think and believe that I can lose weight. So I am a failure when it comes to weight loss. There is no shame about it, but there's a lot of mindset work that I have to do to get to the desired result that I want. So when it comes to business, I am on dot, on point with my mindset work. When it comes to my relationship, when it comes to my personal life, when it comes to money, when it comes to success, I am very clear. I do not have the resistance. I have allowed my brain, I've permitted to my brain to believe that I'm very successful in creating wildly successful business. I'm very successful in getting results for my clients. I strongly believe that. And it is 100% true. And that is what my brain believes. When it comes to weight loss, I don't believe myself. I have that resistance when I start to create that thought process that I can lose 10 kilos. I can lose 1 kilo per week. And then I've got this huge resistance in me that does not allow my brain to get the result what I want. So this is a very, very important point. You have to give permission to your brain to think and believe about what you deserve. So anything less than what you deserve is a no, no. It takes time, but it's not impossible. Okay? I hope you understand the power of thoughts in this particular module, and we're going to do the thought model in the next module. I'll see you in the next module. I truly hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it just for you. Please follow Pivot to Thrive podcast on the platform you're listening to right now. It would mean the world to me if you could leave a review, and I'm so excited to see you on the next episode. Sending you loads of love, positive and healing vibes your way. Stay blessed.